going to head to DeKalb and be joined by Northern Illinois head coach Thomas Hammack. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. I'm doing well.
Thanks for asking.
Thank you for your time, and obviously a close comeback, come a little bit short for your Huskies on Saturday at Vanderbilt, and after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Huskies.
You know, I just think, for us, we got to continue to try to work to play for four quarters. I thought we had a couple plays early in the game that we could have made offensively and defensively that we didn't make. But we started to make those plays as the game wore on. We talked to our kids about the importance of being locked in every single play because you never know where a player's going to change a game. And, they had a big win early in the first quarter. That's not a tough play to defend, and we got to do a better job. But I like the response, the resiliency in the second half, being down 14-0, and then we gave ourselves an opportunity to have a chance to win the game late in the game. We're 8 minutes on the clock. We're down by six. If we take the ball down, we score a touchdown, we have a chance to win the game. So just proud of the way they competed. We competed to the end. We didn't make enough plays to get it done.
For our writers in the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammack and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You touched upon it, obviously, 6 minutes into the contest, your Huskies are down 14-0, and from that point on, it was a completely different game. Talk about what changed in that moment, and you touched upon it, but maybe expound upon it, the resiliency throughout their final three-plus quarters in making that a one-score game and almost getting a chance to come away with a victory.
Well, I think, we realized it was, the great thing about football, it takes 11 guys working together. And we realized one guy made a mistake or didn't make a play that affected the score. So we just wanted to make sure, everybody on the field is locked in, doing their job, one snap at a time. And I think, once we got settled down and into the Florida game, guys were able to go out there and make plays. Offensively, I think, we continue to try to improve the running game. I think that was an emphasis in the improvement week. We got better in some areas, and we got to continue to grow in other areas.
Transitioning and looking forward to this coming Saturday with getting into league play, talk about Ball State. You'll be facing the Cardinals. What you see on film of the Ball State program and how the Cardinals offense or defense might create some challenges for your Huskies.
First is a trophy game, and I think, our kids respect the opponent. They respect the trophy. We'll be excited to play. What I see from Ball State, offensively, they have a quarterback that's really running the show. He's distributing the ball. They have wide receivers that can go up and get the ball, can make contested catches, and really break tackles. So we got to make sure, when guys make catches, we got to get them to the ground because they can really stress you out in ways that, with the run after the catch. Defensively, I think, what I've seen is a vastly improved defense from a year ago. I think they changed some things going from a four-down front to more of a three-down look, which obviously creates some problems. They like to bring the safeties down in the box to get an extra hat to the play. So we got to make sure we account for all those guys in the run game and the passing game.
Back to the Vanderbilt contest in that game, when you take a look overall for NIU's offense, nice balance with, again, 388 yards of total offense, but 280 coming in passing and 108 rushing. Talk about the success that you saw from your offense in that contest at Vanderbilt.
Well, I just think, the running game gave us a chance to be in some more manageable situations. In the first half, we had some untimely penalties. Where we were in some third and long situations, which we're trying to avoid. So we finished 0-6 in the first half, but then to come back in the second half and go 4-7 on third down, I think is important for us to be able to stay on the field. And, I think our running game was more productive than the numbers show. I'm used to sacks counting against the passing yards, but I got to get back used to sacks counting against the rushing yards, if that makes sense.
Yep. Quarterback Ross Bowers, obviously 7 of his 17 completions for 20 yards plus. Talk about his big play ability, and especially on the road against an SEC opponent.
Well, you know, the one thing I think, you know, anytime a quarterback can, you know, get the ball down the field, it starts with protection. And, you know, we gave up 3 sacks in the first half. In the second half, we played a clean football game with our offensive line. Given the quarterback time, he can look down the field to get to his checkdowns. So we got to continue to progress with our offensive line. You know, they gelling. They starting to get some continuity. You know, they spending more time together, working together, and I think that's helping the balance of our offense.
After getting through non-conference play, as you transition now into league play, what have you learned about your Huskies?
Well, I think, you know, we're a team that's still continuing to work to improve. You know, it's been a change, transition that, you know, doesn't happen overnight. You know, we've been trying to work, and but it's a different system, you know, offensively and defensively, and I think these guys are really starting to show the potential that we have, and I look forward to having a chance to, you know, continue to get better with this group.
Well, Thomas, we'll let you get back to your preparation for Ball State. Thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck next Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. Again, for Thomas Hammack and his NIU Huskies, in a 24-18 loss at Vanderbilt, in that contest, quarterback Ross Bowers, 17 of 32 passing for 280 yards and one touchdown. For NIU, they will be hosting Ball State this coming Saturday, October 5th, that game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 Central, and that game available on ESPN3.